cheese. That's right. The thing is cheese. We're going to be talking about cheese, eating cheese. Jeff's here, he's lost his phone, but he's still here. Mexico's here, Johnny's here on the spot. Girl's got a walk-in stick. And the consumer news. Jeffro. Alright? The What's On Guide, some cheesy tunes. I'm gonna play a track. Manigef's gonna play a track. Text the show, tell us about cheese on whatever the number is. I'll dig out the number in a sec. I've got it in my phone. And we're gonna hit you up with some whammer. That's right. It's all in the store. So yeah, text us, mail us. Jump around, catch it in a pod, cook it for dinner. This is the Megastore, kids. It's November. We don't care.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
All rights reserved.
Can't touch this.
Listen now to all the Dutch cuts of Whammer.
Music hits me so hard, makes me say, blessing me, what am I to run and too hype? It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such. And this is a beat you can't touch. I told you, homeboy.
Whammer.
Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you
can't touch this.
And as good as it sounds in Dutch,
man, you can't touch this.
It sounds great in English as well.
Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you want to dance, so move out of your seat. And get a fire girl and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, bump a little bit and let the noise go on like that. Like that. Pull a little bit, just don't fall on back. Let them know that you're too much. And this is a beat they can't touch. Yo, I told you, you can't touch this.
We can sing the package in any European language.
Can't touch this. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. You can't touch this. Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hyped and tight. Singles are sweating so fast on a whiteboard tape. To learn what it's gonna take in the 90s to run the charts. Legit, either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know, you can't touch this.
All rights reserved.
You can't touch this.
Listen now to all the Dutch cuts of Whammer.
Hammer.
Whammer.
Hammer.
Have a time. Touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Break it down.
Okay, we're trying to get the record decks to work and not seem to work. And we're going to have to buzz another CD on, Johnny. We've gone faded there. There we go. We're back in business. We know what we're doing. This is pro. Well, it was Kiss anyway. Some house cheese. We'll try and wire up the record decks for some solid vinyl cheese coming your way. This is off the CDs. CD cheese, here we go. Incidents, your cheese products, your favourite cheesy tunes. So text the show on 07856522552. I'm going to say that again. It's 07856522552. Dad, I know you're listening. Drop us a text. Consumer news tonight, we're going to be just cutting to the cheese desk. So, Belle, get yourself on that cheese desk. We're going to mic check you, okay? Check it. Talk into that mic, Belle. Give us a 1-2. Give us a 1-2.
1-2.
There you are. That's your cheese desk right there.
Oh, fantastic. I have my cheese desk here. Can I tell you about my hot new news on the cheese desk?
Not yet. We've got a jingle. And then we're going to play a vinyl record. Solidly made of cheese.
The carpet mega store.
Everything you want from a store and a little bit more.
Okay, what are you singing along at home? Awfully big, remember, it's awfully big.
Search patrol, hunting Charlie down. It was in the jungle wars of 65. My weapon jammed and I got stuck way out and all alone. And I could hear the enemy moving in close outside. Just then I heard a twig snap and I grabbed my empty gun. And I dug in scared while I counted down my fate. And then a big marine, a giant with a pair of friendly eyes, appeared there at my shoulder and said, wait. When he came in close beside me, said, don't worry, son, I'm here. If Charlie wants to tangle now, he'll have to dodge. I said, well, thanks, thanks a lot. I told him my name and asked him his, and he said the boys just call me Camouflage.
Mud. Cheesy mud.
Nice.
Well, we fought all night, and side by side we took our battle stance. And I wondered how the bullets missed this man. Cause they seemed to go right through him, just as if he wasn't there. And the morning we both took a chance and ran. And it was near the riverbank when the ambush came on top of us. And I thought it was the end, and we were had. Then a bullet with my name on it came buzzing through a bush, and that big Marine, he just swatted with his hand. Just like it was a fly.
Like it was a fly. One text just come in.
Things are never quite the way.
Kitchen hotline, I've got a piece of cheese and apricots in. Looking for a new home. Well, I tell you what, we've got some with us. We've got some apricots still. We're going to unwrap it a bit later.
And I knew there was something weird about him. Because when I turned around, he was pulling a big palm tree right up out of the ground. And swatting those Charlies with it. From here to kingdom come. Danger, I saw my camp and waved goodbye. He just winked at
yo,
me.
Yo, man. Texting from Aberdeen. Gone. From Drew. Thank you very much. Bring on the carpet. Give us a shout out. Drew in Aberdeen. We're coming up to kick your ass just as soon as.
With a big Marine named Camouflage.
With a large cheek.
When I said his name, the soldier gulped and a medic took my arm and led me to a green tent on the right. He said, you may be telling true, boy, but this here is Camouflage. And he's been right here since he passed away last night. In fact, he's been here all week long. But before he went, he said, Semper Fi, and said his only wish was to save a young Marine caught in a barrage. So here, take his dog tag, son. I know he wants you to have it now. And we both said a prayer for a big Marine named Camouflage. Whoa, Camouflage. Things are never quite the way they seem. Whoa, Camouflage. This was an awfully big Marine.
Okay, you're Gail, let's just mic check you again.
2-1-4
Okay. Well, tell me about it. Have you been doing any cheese research? We put you on the project. What's going on?
There's a fantastic news release from the Stilton Cheesemakers Association. They've approached Kat Deely, host of ITV Stars in Their Eyes, to be the face of a brand new product.
Wait a minute. Kat Deely...
Kat Deely...
is going to advertise Stilton.
No, she's going to advertise Stilton perfume. Eau de Stilton has been commissioned by the Stilton Cheesemakers as part of their campaign for 2006.
Jesus.
It's a perfume that's been blended by Manchester-based some company or other. It recreates the earthy and fruity aroma of blue Stilton cheese in an eminently wearable perfume.
Okay, seeing as we've just mentioned Kat Deely, Johnny, on your playlist there, we've got to play Tonight Kat at some point, because that's Kat Deely related, all right? It's a link, it's a link. This is real radio. Okay, someone's going to have to break out that cheese. Have we got it?
We've been eating it, mate.
Look, okay, at some point tonight, right, we're going to broadcast on air the sound of squeaky cheese. Halloumi, you know halloumi cheese, squeaky cheese? Okay, I'll scoff a bit by the mic, see if we can, we'll see if we can get that squeak going.
Okay, you're ready.
This is the Klaxons we're listening to in the background. It's a cover version of an old cheesy rave tune. Go on then, give us the squeak. Try again.
I wasn't very squeaky. I'm going to get a better squeaky beat.
You ready?
That wasn't a real squeak one.
It's not squeaking.
Give us a bit. I bet I can make it squeak.
Okay, here you go.
This is cool.
Okay, here we go. I'm going in. Just sounds like eating, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's rubbish.
Turn it up, John. This tune's wicked. There's 1:08 left. I've got to think of what to do next. It's not over. We'll do some more talking. We'll get Crockett steam up. We'll do some more talking. It's dynamite. And it looks like we've got a cup of tea on the way home. There's still tea to come. It's not over. You're deadly, Johnny, you're deadly. This is the Crockett's theme by Jan Hammer, brother of the MC. Okay, Is you couldn't pass me my black book, could you? It's got all my instructions of what I meant to like, do with my life. Okay, yeah. We've got to sing a song later, the whole lot of us. And I've got a nice story about a cat I'd like to tell at some point. And I want to tell you about... Okay, goat's cheese. Girl, I'm just going to turn your mic up there. Goat's cheese?
Goats, yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, once, right? You know, sometimes you get a goat's cheese and they're in, like, a long cylinder, sort of oblong. And I cut it in half. And I think me and Johnny had it.
Didn't have a mouse in, did it?
No, there was no mice in this goat's cheese, just goats. Stuffed them into a couple of peppers, popped them in the oven.
Yeah, good.
Scoffed them up. Went out driving in me slippers. I think I was fully clothed. It wasn't just slippers. Went out driving, hot sunny day. And my slippers, right, if I don't wear socks, really get really sweaty. Ooh. Really sweaty. And that whole half a goat's cheese...
Right into your feet?
Right out of my slippers, into the car, just like the car stank.
Nasty bastard.
Stop laughing.
I said pasty, not bastard.
Hello. Boop. What about that stringy cheese? Is that fake? Is that real? Is it plastic? What's going on?
It must be made of plastic.
I found another item
that is made of plastic cheese. You can get pretend plastic cheese door wedges in the shape of wedges of cheese.
I like it.
Quite nice.
You could like palm it off on someone. Palm it off. Parmesan, right? Parmesan. How are we down with parmesan?
Parmesan makes up 10% of everything that is shoplifted in Italy. 10%.
Okay.
Parmesan cheese.
Okay. I can link to that. I was in a band with Johnny ages ago. We did a gig somewhere once. And, we used to get carried away with what we could rob backstage at funny venues. And outside the back door of this venue was this massive block of cheese. And I was like, way, bingo, it's huge. It was like 10 inches square, if you can imagine this block of cheese. It was massive. I was obviously being dropped off at a restaurant sort of thing. Took it home, made a cheese sauce. Horrible. Really horrible.
Oh.
and I tried putting it on toast and that. Horrible. I ended up chucking it away. It was probably worth... Well, and I realised it was a Parmesan, a massive, great Parmesan. It's probably worth about $250,000.
Wow. I was trying to find out today. I was trying to research things that you could use cheese for other than eating, like cheese used in building materials and things like that. Maybe that was what that block of cheese was.
His house was made of cheese? Whose His coat was made
coat
of cream
of
cheese?
Made of cream cheese. Aching drum, I believe. And he played upon a ladle. He played upon a ladle, a ladle, a ladle.
Stick it online. This is Mr. Two Stripe.
I come from somewhere.
Mr. Two Stripe.
I first learned that I could write rhymes in a bath.
Yo, Mr. Two Stripe.
Then it was a school place.
Apparently it's Cat Deely, not Delay. I've been making a mistake and I've been corrected. I'm very sorry, Cat. This one's going out to you if you're listening. I know you're regular.
Then just messing around with my friends sometimes. Other times I draw a picture. My name's Mr. Two Stripe. I don't know if you guessed it yet. I used to be a grunge rocker. People shouting Jarvis Cocker. Just cause my hair used to look like Roy Cropper. Now my head's shiny and I'm a name dropper. Kid Cupid does it proper. Top of the pops, watch your clocks, robots. Tighter tops and your ball. The kid knows how to do business with a cyborg. That's right. Tonight, Cat, I am gonna be Kid Carpet. Tonight, Cat, I'm gonna be Kid Carpet. Tonight, Cat, I'm gonna be Kid Carpet. Tonight, Cat, I'm gonna be Kid Carpet. Tonight, Cat, I am gonna be Kid Carpet. Tonight.
Sock us some cheese, John. Okay, this is a big cheese. This is a big old cheese. Woo! One of those electric drums. Woo! Woo! Saxophones aren't allowed in music nowadays. After the 1980s, they disappeared. Yeah, you know it. You've got the styles. Just skip it along to the next cut. Like, it'll start with a verse, right? It's boring. Skip it on. Just twist it on. Go. That's it. Want to get to the core, the next, like... It's the only bit that works. Keep it going. Dream about everything. That's it. Let it go. Oh, has it got another bit? Who's gonna be happy? Who's gonna bloody be happy? You're crying now. Let go.
You're trying now.
No. Flipping hell. Buzz it on a bit. What should I get your jumper caught in that?
Happy, hear them will be happy. You're crying.
Here it goes. Okay, everyone, sing along. Everyone, sing along. Get your saxophones out and your electric drums. Double play, John, double play. Nice. Woo! sod it, John. Just stop that record. Stop the record. Play a CD. Go on. Okay, things just get better.
Megastore on Radio Dialect.
Okay, Jeff, you there on the mic?
I'm here, cool, ready to rumble.
Okay, what's on, guy? What's going on, Jeff? It's November. What's going on?
Oh, there's loads going on in November. Friday night, tomorrow night, we have the fabulous Luke Haynes from the Auteurs, Louisiana.
Fabulous.
Luke Haynes, the old legend. We have also stuff. We have the Jewels coming down. Bumhead's Jacket are doing the Fleece on the 28th.
Are they back? I thought they played like last week or something.
No, they're playing on the 28th apparently. And we've got Dead Marvins are doing a support for Yes Boss. Dead Marvins, really ace local kind of hip-hop-y group.
Oh, wicked.
There's an all-day on Saturday at the Junction.
I read about that. Two Toms are playing that one, I think. Yes. Or Bucky's
playing. Countryside are playing, who are also really good.
Woo!
568.
Oh, there's the Termites are on soon, aren't they? They're at the Croft this Saturday or something. Is it tomorrow night?
Friday. Tomorrow night, it's a thingy night.
It's a Flight 51 for
yes.
JP. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the old
and they
JP.
Have ladies dressed up as flight attendants.
Yep. And Enid Blitz playing that as well.
Ooh, oh, nice.
Are you superb? Yeah, they do look superb, those ladies, actually. I'll admit it, they're lovely ladies.
So how you been getting on with ladies lately, Jeff?
It's been going quite well, actually.
You sent me a text the other night saying someone asked you for your autograph or something?
Yeah, that was quite strange. Actually, I had two lovely girls. One called Sadie, one and the other one called Emma. I remember Sadie was from Bolton and Emma was from Basingstoke.
And what, did you meet them in those countries, towns?
Bristol? I met them at the Louisiana, because partly they moved down to do, like, studying languages.
Okay.
For some random thing. They just met me at the Mumrah gig the other night.
Oh, mate of mine manages them. Keith manages them, Mumrah. Were they good? What Mumrah like?
They were awesome.
Wicked.
They were absolutely fucking amazing.
Wicked.
And, they're like, oh, yeah, you're a legend. And I was like, am I?
Yeah.
It's a bit like,
you are, Jeff. You are.
No, you can think that. I'm not allowing myself to think that. It's just, I don't want to get too many ideas above my station.
This is your station. It's right here.
What's really funny is that, so it's like really strange having this girl go, can you write I love you on this? And it's like,
what did she ask you to sign?
Oh, it actually ended up to be her ticket stubs. I was thinking about possibly getting her to sign her breasts or something.
Well, that's what I was hoping. I was angling for that. Yeah, yeah.
Just because I did feel her actually hand did go down and like possibly like straddle my leg at some point. I was like, okay.
I think you should work on this. I think perhaps it could be a good move. I don't know.
Quite possibly could be. But the other weird thing is I found that several girls in Bristol have quite megally obsessive crushes on me.
They've got crushes on you?
Yes.
We're kids.
Quite scarily, actually. Because
do they scare you, like, in person, or do they do it through the internet, or are they stalking you?
I don't know. I think it's probably from the club nights and stuff, which they've seen me at. I mean, there's one moment when I was... it was after the Radio Sex Show gig at the Louisiana on Saturday.
Radio Sex Show?
Yeah.
Man, I'm out of touch. What's all this about?
They're just like, they're not a very good local band, but they're entertainment.
I think they're brilliant.
Yeah. And, I was kind of talking to some people who vaguely knew me, who had met kind of several times,
okay.
But I didn't really know massively who they were. And one guy just said, yeah, you know my ex-girlfriend Sonia has got a mega crush on you. I'd be like, what? And I'd be like, what the fuck? It's kind of like, okay, who is she then?
Okay.
And it's like, oh yeah, she's a brunette who keeps on coming up and hugging me and kissing me.
But you know.
I'd be like, that shortens it down to about 100, 150, 200 odd faces or more. Because I like just meet so many people.
Okay, if Sonia's listening, text the show on, what's our number? Oh, wait a minute, let me just get the text number out and let's have a shout out here. TH, here we go, carbon mouse is in my phone. So if you want to text the show, talk about cheese, talk about girls that fancy Jeff, anything like that, 07856 522 552. I'll say it again slower, shall I? 07856 522 552. I tell you what, it's a good job we've left the cupboard locked tonight, because we've got all this cheese. Casio turned into Battle Twat the Ferocious Tiger last time.
Ooh.
So I'm not gonna let the cat out this time, this month. It's not coming out.
Okay.
Can I just add a couple of gigs to the What's On Guide?
Yes.
Is that all right? I'm playing tomorrow night up in London at the 333. Ooh. I'm on about 1 in the morning. And Sunday the 12th, I'm playing Sunday Best at the Bedford in South London. If anyone wants to come along, cool.
Next Friday, Jet flies at the Cafe Delight.
Next Friday at Cafe Delight. That's Friday the what for the when? The 10th of November, Jet flies at the... Yeah. Cafe Delight. Jetflow appeared on the show last month singing Speed Dial for Jesus. Okay, cool. We'll be back in a bit.
Star on my door. How about a stone?
A door.
Swing doors, huh? Okay, doors. Swing.
Jeff's going to be back in a bit as Manic F.
Swing. Swing. Now I know I'm dreaming. How do I get to sleep? I'll count those bars on the window. 1, 2, 3, sleep.
Just had a text from Mr. Two Stripe. Yo, Megastore, Two Stripe, just got home from work to listen to the show. Cheesy, I got a cheesy burger for his dinner. Hey, we played your track out, man. Hope you're good. Come out of Bristol.
Paranoid.
I can't stand
cheese to eat. We've got some smoked cheese, we've got some Danish blue, we've got some red Leicester, we've got some Stilton with apricot bits in. Okay, what's the deal with blue cheese?
It's got blue in it.
But like, it's got rotten stuff in it.
Yeah, it's got penicillin in it. Oh, you shouldn't leave it out in a fridge next to other things, because the mould can transfer not just to other cheeses, but also to, like, the half a lemon that you've got in your fridge as well.
Okay, nice. But then that'd be good to have paracetamol in that, wouldn't it?
If you had headache, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Thing is, like, could you imagine going and buying a chicken that was mouldy and someone saying, yeah, but it's a delicacy.
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Can I talk about vegans?
Yeah, you can talk about vegans.
I don't know if it's just me, but I've got a real headache with animal rights activists at the moment. Oh.
Yeah, go for it.
Particularly, you know the cheese rolling contest in Gloucestershire happens kind of
yeah,
late time.
It's like an Easter thing. Isn't
yeah,
it?
everyone runs downhill to try and chase the cheese.
Is it Pagel?
Broken legs and stuff like that, and they win the cheese if they win. Well, vegans have branded the event unethical. They say cheese should be replaced with a non-dairy like alternative. And the chair of PETA, the animal rights activists, say it's just not fair that vegans cannot enjoy the fun of cheese rolling contests. Well, I don't understand why they can't run down a hill.
They don't have to eat it, do they?
No, they don't have to eat it.
Yeah, but like running after... It's like a vegetarian running after a cow that's on its way to the slaughterhouse.
Oh, yeah, like doing the running of the bulls or something.
Yeah, it's like...
Well, I don't like tomatoes, but I'd go to that tomato thing in Spain, I reckon, and lob a few tomatoes around.
That's not ethical. I'm going to sing a song in a sec. Is that all right?
Yeah, do that. Know about this guy.
Kids don't like it, the kids don't like it. What else can you do when the kids don't like it?
This is the Art Goblins.
The kids don't like it, the kids don't like it. What else can you do when the kids don't like it? The kids don't like it, the kids don't like it. What else can you do when the kids don't like it? And it feels like, and it feels like I'm in love.
Oh, Danny boy, the pies are calling. Okay, drop the track, John. I've written some prompts down in my little book here, so hopefully I'll get the words right. This one's called Failed World Record Attempt. It's my new hit. I could have nailed it if no one was looking. I kind of lamed out instead of getting stuck in. For girls are all gawping, looking for a hero. They look right through me because I am a zero. Take part, I didn't join in. I got a bad start, no way that I could win. I said, give it your all, I'm giving nothing away. I says, chuck us a ball, he says that you can't play. I didn't bring my kit, I had to borrow. Nobody said, look, just forget it till tomorrow. I'm writing with a pencil, the rest have got a biro. You think you're pretty hot? I'm kinda so-so. It's another challenge to which I'm not exempt. Here goes another failed world record attempt. And as I try and reach across the line, I can hear better luck next time. Got it together, it might have just clicked. Be happy forever, I'm comfortably rich. Be good at something, yeah, really shine. I'm good at doing nothing, I'm wasting my time. If only I bothered, if only I tried. I said I was working, but I wasn't alive. I gotta work hard, I wanna be the best, but
I'll start in a minute after having a rest. It's another challenge to which I'm not exempt. Here goes another failed world record attempt. And as I try and reach across the line, shopping up a mall while I'm rooting through the jumble. You can balance on the beam, but I'll have a little wobble. So go and live your dreams, it all sounds like too much trouble. It's another challenge to which I'm not exempt. Here goes another failed world record attempt. And as I try and reach across the line, I can hear better luck next time. Yeah, better luck next time.
We've got a special guest this evening. We've got Manic F, ladies and gentlemen. Manic F on the mic.
Hello. Oh. Yep, I'm here. I am the Manic F.
We're just trying to locate you.
Nightmares of monsters, full of frightmare.
yes, talking about people from the villages and around my side trying to hang me from the blood generation to World War I people over top generations. So it's in my head on a nightmare spirals, lacks in the blinking for people always have weaknesses. In my head it's the dreams, lacks of the dreams, everybody's talking about the extremes. Donations, hallucinations, red people trying to conversations, village all the damned creeping up our skin, village the damned gunners it's in. So they try to protect us, try to force us away, try to people on the summer to stay. So I'm trying to understand, I'm protecting my family, on the edge of the people that's in the red city. I'm gonna try to be backstabbing friends, everybody sends burning to skins, and I see everybody scrawling and itching to crawl my name in dirt in the sitchin. All the dashes, elevations, all the people's brain lacerations, cause myself to hang myself in glory, cause myself to hang myself in fury. Ah, oh, village of the damned, village of the damned, village of the damned, village of the damned,
village of the damned.
I stand here with this gun against my head. So they try and push and may have observations. So one of my people said we're talking about lacerations. Everybody said the community falling to pieces on reality. So it's something I cannot help, something I cannot contrive. But the people are people, but I survive. I'll always be a fighter and lighter, like as if the people always darkness and lighter. So why should he die? Why should our people cry? When are some people from the goddess and the people ride? It's like as if a mullet been falling. Everybody jigsaw pieces are missing and collapse. Sing around me in bowls, the people are people of walls and strengthens, and they put in backstabbing knives, and everybody said realness of rights. Our nation's stressing my head out, everybody's decompressing my head right now. Some nightmares frightening out, everybody's turning to stout. So everybody sees skins crawling, I'm hanging from my roof is falling away from my visions and dreams. Hysterical, hysterionics, and dreams. That's a village of the damned. Just a village of the damned. Just a village of the damned. Oh, just a village of the damned. Just a village of the damned. Calling, everybody's calling, like if the fresh is always in my soul. It's time to jingle, everybody's on a wrinkle, now it's wriggling out, and I'm standing here losing the counts, losing the people. It's a crash of nations, all the 70 generations, as I wait for a burial in my fucking grave.
Woo! Manic F in the house.
Hello.
Exclusive.
Yes.
Manic F.
Hopefully we'll be able to bring him back some.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looked like a purple people leader to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people leader. A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people leader. Sure looked strange to me. Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me. I said, Mr. Purple
purple people leader, what's your line? He said, I eat me purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I wanna get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people leader, pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people leader, friendly little people leader, what a sight to see. And then he swung from the tree and he laid on the ground and he started to rock, oh really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a pop, pop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people leader, pigeon toed undercoat, flying purple people leader.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people leader, what a sight to see. Saw him last night on a TV show. He was a blowing it out, a really knocking them dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Okay, we've got a track by a man called Jinx Lennon from Ireland coming out next. Sent me in a post the other day. It's Brill. He's offered me a gig in Dublin. It's a good man.
Who's that at the front door? Some old cousin, they're gonna be here for the next half an hour. Talking shit no one wants to hear about. The sound is coming through the bedroom floor. I'm gonna look for a long wave radio station. See if they find some interference in our faraway galaxy. Hopefully drive them out. The gobshite in the house. Gobshite in the house, yeah. Gobshite in the house. Gobshite in the house. Gobshite in the house. Gobshite in the house. Yeah. Gobshite in the house. Gobshite in the house. Gobshite in the house. Gobshite in the house.
Gringer became the mighty Bat.
Gobshite in the house. Who's that at the front door? Some old cousin is going to be here with the next half an hour. Talking shit if anyone wants to hear about. The sun is coming to the bedroom floor. I'm going to look for a long way radio station. See if they find some interference from faraway guys. I hope they drive them out. Gobshite in the house. Gobshite in the house. Yeah. We're waiting for them to go. 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 Yeah.
Oh, Marmite crisps and cheddars. Very good as well.
Like it.
The Japanese half explorers.
We've got cheesy tea.
The what's on by
the Jessica Sandy Booth from Memphis, Tennessee. She hired a hitman to kill four men and steal She had to pay $7,900 for her model. Anyway, not only was she mistaken, she also mistook which. It was
time to go home. She's gonna go down for 4 months of attempted murder and 4 more attempted murder. She killed a policeman. She hired a policeman to kill 4 other people. She never killed no one.
She hired a policeman to kill a policeman.
No, that's the people that she thought was cocaine and they were actually the baby cheese.
Tonight we have some superb like bands coming out like this evening.
Like
they have Falsy Tickle, Louisiana, Safety Word playing the Croft, who are absolutely awesome with a French band, but I can't remember their name. For the hell of it. Tomorrow night,
Karen.
The Cooler, the Rejuvenated Cooler,
yeah,
they have the Heads.
I'm
playing with their psychedelic branch up in the grungy rock. And then on Saturday night, we have the Francos at the Cooler. And the Thecklers just been reopened, so that's all happening, that's all opening up on Saturday.
The Thecklers reopened this weekend?
Yes, it's reopening actually tonight.
Really, tonight?
Yeah, apparently Ethan's doing a special show there and they're having a bit of a launch party. The Magic Numbers are playing there.
Really, tonight? On Saturday?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh, man. Is it called the Thecklers still?
It's called the Thecklers Social. Which, because it's run by people who run the social and stuff up in Nottingham. And also, we have upcoming, like, on Thursday night, we have John Peel Night at the Anson Room, which is the Noise Hats. And, Stone from Delphi, the Counterfeits, are all playing there. It's kind of like a free entry gig. Also on Sunday, we've got a big up Jet Fly.
Jet Fly's gig,
Louisiana. 15th at Louisiana with Cajita and who else playing?
Someone else who's been forgotten. Cool. I'm going to come and see them. Bruce is playing.
Alright.
I will be there.
And Beatnik Film Stars playing the night before that. With the Sakao and can't remember who else is playing. And also on the Friday the 13th, we have Fortune Drive supporting the Young Knives, who are a very, very, very popular band at the moment, so I expect that one to be busy. And we've got also coming up in the not too distant future, we've got Lemonheads.
Lemons?
Oh yes, so they've got lemons and they've got heads.
Yeah.
And then we've got We Yes You Know doing some more stuff down London Way. As everyone knows, I'm possessed by that band. Don't know how.
So what they been up to lately?
Oh, we just went to start with them at the weekend doing a film for an American program called Project My World, which is due to come out on direct TV, the episode screening Monday, December the 4th.
On the TV?
Yes, it's an American cable network program.
Okay.
And I managed to black my way in there because of the night before they were doing some filming for it. And the drummer was wearing a self-made t-shirt with my photo on it.
Wait a minute, the drummer of
Yes You Know
was wearing a t-shirt.
Yes. And basically got the girls talking about myself and told them all about my manic behaviour, like my stripping and all the kind of craziness which I do with them and everything.
You stripping with them?
Yes.
This dude who was
So it's like down in London, big film.
It was a Star Wars
game. And they were kind of like taking a drive up and you go, these three lovely American girls were taking a drive up and you go, are you going to do the panty dance? Are you going to do the panty dance? And so, like, when it came to doing films with the live stuff and I actually did it, their faces were like, whoa.
Which were read aloud each
day. Wait, you did the panty dance for this American TV people are making a program.
Yeah.
You're going to do stripping panty dance on American TV.
Yeah, in front of about 50 million people.
Jeff, you are mad. You are so mad. That's amazing. Well done.
Yeah. Not only that, but on the Thursday night I was actually doing a gig with the band with The Scare.
Okay. Who,
I'm a rapper, I am Manic F, I'm a demonic humanoid freakazoid machine which just somehow spits out real vile messes of darknesses.
Jeff, do you want to come and do some foul messes of darknesses on the show next month?
Yeah.
You want to do a track?
Yeah.
Wicked.
But we did the
Manic F in the house.
Yeah, we did the they loved me so much. They said, right, next time we're touring, you're coming on tour with us.
Okay, cool. So you got a touring band as well.
Yeah, possibly.
Man.
I know, I was speaking to their publicist the other day and stuff, and it's like, oh, kind of like, it's all been exploding.
It's all kicking off the Jet World. Oh, thanks for taking the time out to come see us.
No problemo.
I was doing some MySpace the other day, looking at Holo Worms Radio.
Yeah.
Bristol Radio. And there was a link from there to YouTube. And there was a film of you dancing somewhere.
I was not only that, but there's a film of Manic F on there somewhere.
There's a Manic F.
Yes, there is. For my birthday, it's quite disturbing.
Man, I'm going to go down and visit when I get to home and have a look. Okay, I've got a show coming up as well in October. When's my show in October? I've got it now. Oh, here we go. Wednesday the 18th, I'm supporting Air Traffic at the Louis.
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
There's a Halloween special, but I haven't written the date down. I think it's the 28th. I'm playing at Trinity on the 28th with Warren Suicide from Berlin.
Ooh, that'll be a good show. That looks tasty.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Check out.
Cheers.
Oh, how did your birthday
party go? Oh, it went awesome. You'll see on the Manic F video what kind of happened.
Take care.
Il distingue son nom, vibration, de choc, dégustation, à bord de crustacés, pas surgelé comme l'avion, continuons, on est ravis, on va voir 25% de terrain, à partager entre 300 millions.
It's alright, Battle Twat's gone. Managed to lock his one back in the cupboard.
Tell us why you have to paddle away for so long. Tell us why you had to pass away for
so long. This whole song is in French. Break up the camera over there. Just get some of that camera down here. That song has got a special mention for something. We're going to be back next month.
of shows in London. I'll see you there. Your band played on the Megastore. Send us a link to the MySpace or any of that stuff. Always on the lookout for new hits to be playing. So yeah, send them in. Hey, Johnny, love them, DJ Skills, man. Amazing. Cheese never sounded so hot tonight.
My remix of Generator by The Holloways comes out on iTunes download single any second now.